Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network. We exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to create family amongst the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading, the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 33 and 34, Psalm 119, 145 through 176, Isaiah 60, and Matthew 8. Now recently the Lord challenged me as I reflected on my prayer life and my history in the past year with Him. I've made some bold, confident moves with even greater expectation than normal that He is with me, and that even if the outcome is not which I'm after, that He will be with me and that He will work all things together for my good. That is a thing to celebrate, as there have been many seasons of life where that just simply hasn't been true. However, He challenged me as the Lord brought to mind some high-level pain points, concerns, and long-term goals that I once was believing and praying for, regarding which I stopped engaging Him. It wasn't that the issues or situations were resolved, but a more troublesome realization hit me. It was that I stopped believing that God heard those prayers and that He'd ever respond to them. When you find this out about your prayer life, you better take note, because when you stop believing God hears your cry, you stop crying out in faith, and long term, the impacts are sad at best as you begin to miss out on God's best and reinforce impatience in your life, and tragic at worst as you simply stop having faith that God is who He says He is. That will not be my story. So I've spent the past weekend practicing crying out to God again. Passages like the story of the centurion in Matthew 8 today encourage me as we see a clear picture of the faith that I want to be true of me. The story starting in verse 5 reads as this. When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, He marveled and said to those who followed Him, "Truly, I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion, Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. The Gentile soldier, this Gentile, follower of the Jewish way, had not only an understanding of Jesus as God, but had a faith in His power beyond anything Jesus had as of yet even really demonstrated. Today's episode isn't complicated, but it's deep. Because the question is, how deep is our faith? Jesus praises the faith demonstrated here and says that many from far lands will come and experience life with God, while those closest to me will reject me, referring to the Israelites. I wonder how this rings true for even amongst us. The fruits of the Gentiles we are, right? Who many of us were raised in church-going homes. We were raised some with a closeness to God. But will we have the faith of the centurion that believes deeply in God's power, or will we settle for an artificial closeness like that of many of the Jews? I don't know about you, but the faith that believes God can do exceedingly and abundantly more than all we can ask or imagine is the kind of faith that the centurion had and the kind of faith that I want. Let us all pray right now that we would have more of that kind of faith. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You see us. You see to the depths of our soul. You correct, you rebuke, and you call into line those things that are out of alignment, Lord God. We thank you today for those right now that you've used this podcast right now to even call back into alignment. Lord, I thank you for the way that you have challenged me over the past days, Lord God. And I thank you that even as I speak, that my faith is growing. And I pray the same for all those right now that I speak over through this podcast, Lord God. As we come before you right now, I pray that you would be strengthening us to have that kind of faith, the faith of the centurion that believes, Lord God, believes beyond what we see, that believes beyond what logically makes sense, but knows that you are a God. Jesus, Holy Spirit, you work in ways that are not our ways and go beyond our comprehension. Help us to believe you for more, for greater. Lord God, we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope it has blessed you. I know it blesses me to be able to bring these to you guys each and every day. Head on over to 5bythefire.org and make sure you leave a comment on over there. Let me know if it's blessing you. Subscribe wherever you listen. Rate, share. Hey, if you want prayer, Armand@unshackledonetwork.org. And either way, I hope to see you back here tomorrow on the podcast. Well, I guess I won't see you, but I hope you come back. We'll see you here on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.